just spend just a couple of minutes here just encouraging people and touting some of our great local fishing that's going on. And, you know, I know that the weather here has taken another turn, you know, for the worse, that in the middle of the week and early last week, it was gorgeous. It was wonderful from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And that was March-type days right there, a group of March-type days. And more of those days are coming. I know it doesn't seem like it. I know that we're banging our heads against the wall that because we're frustrated with this winter that we've had in terms of cold and wind and ground blizzards and all these things. But trust me on this one. I'm no Al Gore, but I know that better weather is coming. But what happened earlier this week and what got me so excited and what had me pounding my head against the wall in frustration because I couldn't get out and enjoy it was the panfish turned on. I have friends who were able to get out west of Fargo and get out to some of these sloughs and little lakes in Barnes County and Dickey County and these areas. And the fishing was fantastic in some of these bodies of water. And I know that Joel Heitkamp was talking on the air on his program about the little lake on which he lives down by Hankinson, and that he had a friend come over and say, hey, I'm catching some fish. And they went out on Lake Elsie and caught some dandy crappies. And I had some reports from people in Minnesota who were getting out on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And yes, I was asking them, don't you have a job? Don't you people work for a living? Because a lot of us have to work. But they were getting out on some lakes in Minnesota and catching bluegills and crappies and just doing some really good things. And what I want to stress to you is take advantage. Take advantage of what's going on right now. Because when you look to the North Dakota side of the river, when you look out in that Barnes County area, and you get down into Sargent County and Lemoore County, and we have all this water out there. And yes, it's causing trouble for people. Yep, no doubt about it. It's causing some problems for people on whose land it lays. But it means that it's probably the best opportunity to catch fish in North Dakota that there's ever been. And you don't have to drive to Lake Sakakawea. You don't have to drive to Devil's Lake. I talk a lot about Devil's Lake in this program, and I love going to Devil's Lake as often as possible, but you don't have to do that. You can drive an hour. You can drive 45 minutes. You can drive an hour and a half, and you can be in some of the best panfish fishing, including some massive jumbo perch that you've ever been on. Trust me, I'll admit it, okay? I haven't been out fishing for a couple of weeks now, and it's frustrating as all get out. But the last time I got out, I was out into North Dakota, and I was catching 14-inch fat perch. 14-inch perch! They looked like they were nuclear. They looked like they were in Fukushima, or whatever the heck that nuclear power plant was over there in Japan that blew up a couple of years ago. But they weren't. They were just big, fat perch. And so my point is that if you've ever wanted to get out and bring kids out fishing or bring your spouse out fishing or bring your nephews or nieces or your neighbor or your grandpa or grandma or anybody out fishing, get out there and do it this spring. There's a couple of things going for us. There's not a lot of snow. You know, this is not going to be a big flood spring if things stay the way they are, because when you get out of Fargo-Moorhead, there's not a lot of snow on the landscape, on the North Dakota side and on the South Dakota side and other places. There's more out in the woods in Minnesota, I'll admit that. But the access is easy. Heck, the lake I went on, I drove right on there with my full-size pickup truck. There was 3 feet of ice out there. You know, I mean, I was staying on the roads. I was staying where other people had gone. But I drove out there. I had the lake to myself. And I know that other people that I was talking to on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday who were out there fishing, when it was 35 or 37 or 39 degrees, they had the little lakes to themselves out there. And it was all different lakes. It was all a couple of unnamed sloughs and a couple of big lakes that had names that I'm not going to share with you because my friends would kill me. But they had the place to themselves. They were sitting out in a bucket, catching 13-inch perch, 10-inch perch, 12-inch perch by the bucket load. I talked to my friends over in Minnesota, you know, the folks at the Lake Place and over in the Cormorant area and out by Detroit Lakes. And what was happening last summer, heck, I was catching dandy bluegills by accident and on purpose on times last summer. But those bluegills are in the lakes. They're big bluegills out there. There's some nice crappies. So here's my point. There's plenty of ice. We have plenty of ice fishing left. We can have access. The water's there in North Dakota. The weather's only going to get better and the bite's only going to get better. So get out there, enjoy it. Take advantage of the bounty. Make some time. Take a day off. Play hooky. Do what you got to do and get out there and enjoy the great outdoors. And she thinks we're just fishing.